From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be gathered around the radio with you today as we continue and conclude our study on the heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our key verse has been Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 this week, where Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." This week, we've been studying the concept of missions, and if you missed any of the programs, or even if you've listened to every one of them, I want to remind you that we can send to you a CD of these broadcasts, and we can send you a copy of the notes and the outlines of this study as well, as per your request. And if you would like to receive those, why, just stay tuned, because at the end of the program, Jim O'Brien will be back with our contact information. But just to review and then to conclude the study, this week we've noted that missions, from the biblical perspective, is the local church made up of individual believers in Jesus Christ being involved in fulfilling the Great Commission of evangelism, church planting, discipleship, and related ministries. And as Paul said here in verse 16 of Romans 1, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." I've been emphasizing this week that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the heart of missions. And we gave a definition of the gospel of Jesus Christ as well. In fact, I gave that yesterday in stating that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which has the power to save all people who receive it from the eternal wrath of God in hell to the eternal bliss of God in heaven. Now, yesterday, we began to focus a little bit more directly on Romans 1:16. And I mentioned that there are three points in there as it relates to the fact that the heart of missions is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, we noted that first principle, which is the fact that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not to be ashamed of by believers. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and neither should we be, simply because of the fact that it is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that brings salvation to those who believe it, and we should not be ashamed of it." The second point that I want to emphasize is that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation, which again shows why we should not be ashamed of it. Look at your Bible again if you can there. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Several phrases there, two phrases to be specific, that I would like to highlight. First of all, the phrase, "the power of God." It's interesting to note that the word power comes from the Greek word dunamis, which basically means dynamite. And the power that we are talking about here is the power of God, the power of God that was seen in creation, the power of God that was seen in the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the power of God that is the center of the gospel. And the fact of the matter is, through the gospel, people can come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is true that to many people, the gospel may sound foolish to them, but it is powerful because it brings the omnipotence of God with it, to the point that when people hear the gospel and say yes to the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and trust Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they become saved. That is the power of God. And only God's power is able to overcome man's sinful nature and give him new life in Christ. Only God's power can do that. And it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that is the power of God. And then it says that it is the power of God unto salvation. Now that word salvation is mentioned at least five times in the book of Romans and basically means deliverance or to rescue. And the fact of the matter is that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to deliver those who believe in Jesus Christ from sin. Its power, its penalty, and its presence. As a matter of fact, when we study the whole concept of how the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, as we study the Word of God, we can see that it is the power of the gospel that delivers people from spiritual lostness, according to Matthew 18 and verse 11. It's the power of the gospel that delivers people from the wrath of God, according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 9. It is the power, it is the gospel that has the power to deliver people from spiritual darkness, according to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. And then it is the gospel that is the unique instrument that has the power to take a person from the ultimate separation from God in hell to eternal bliss with Jesus Christ in heaven. My, oh my, should we not preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Indeed, we should. In fact, I wrote down in my Bible this particular statement, that God's power created the universe, performed the virgin birth, raised Christ from the grave, and can change the lives of those who hear the gospel, because the gospel is the power of Jesus Christ. Do we preach it? Do we proclaim it? We should. We should not be ashamed of it, because it is the power of God unto salvation. The third thing we see here, and remember the first two things we see in Romans 1 and verse 16, is that the gospel of Jesus Christ is not to be ashamed of by believers. Secondly, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. And the third thing that we see is that the gospel of Jesus Christ is applicable to all people. Underline that in your Bible here in Romans 1:16, where Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Now note, to everyone that believeth, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Now, it's available to everyone that believes. Now, let me just address this word believe for a moment. The word believeth, as we have it rendered here in our Bible, simply means to trust or to rely upon, specifically to have faith in Jesus Christ. And that really involves three elements. It involves the mental element, which is, in fact, the mind understanding the truth of the gospel and the truth about Jesus Christ. It involves the emotional element, which is the embracing of the reality that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world and can save anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord. And then it involves the willful element, which is the actual trusting Jesus Christ alone for the complete salvation over sin. But the fact of the matter is, the gospel is applicable to all people. Now it says here in Romans 1:16, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And as I mentioned earlier this week, that does not mean that when we witness, we should witness first to a Jewish person and then to a Greek or to a Gentile. But the fact of the matter is, when we study the Bible, we find that it teaches us that the gospel came first to Jewish people through Jesus Christ as their Messiah, but they rejected him. John chapter 1 and verse 11 says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." And so when the gospel was first preached by the Lord Jesus, it was preached first of all to the Jewish people, where he indicated to them that he was their Messiah, but they rejected him. But when we read on into John chapter 1 and verse 12, it says, "Then, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." In other words, the gospel was given first of all to the Jewish people. They rejected the message of the gospel, and so the gospel was then therefore opened up to the Gentiles, which means all non-Jewish nations, all non-Jewish people. But the fact of the matter is, you and I as Christians ought to be involved in missions, in getting out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should not be ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. Beloved, as we draw this study to a close, let me just mention a couple of things to you. Several things, as a matter of fact. Number one, all people need to hear the message of the gospel. Will you share it? Number two, all Christians should proclaim the message of the gospel. Will you share it? Number three, all churches should promote the message of the gospel. Is your church sharing it? You see, this is what missions is all about. Taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone around the world, that upon hearing it, they have the opportunity to trust Jesus Christ alone as their personal Savior, and then spend eternity with him in heaven. My final challenge to each and every one of us today, you and me, is this. Do your part in missions by becoming informed and then being willing to pray and give and go with the gospel of the world to those who are lost, in order that you might personally be involved in fulfilling the Great Commission. Missions, a great thing to be involved with. I trust that you are involved with it. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Now go to church on Sunday, and then the Lord willing, we'll gather together once again around the radio with another study from the Scriptures. Until then, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.